Welcome to the Health Changers podcast, presented by Regents, where we show real-life stories and expertise from leaders who are working to improve the healthcare experience. I'm your host, Ashley Bach. The cost of prescription drugs is one of the primary drivers of the rising cost of healthcare, but many people may not know that medication adherence also plays a significant role. About half of Americans don't take their medications as prescribed. They don't take the drugs often enough, or they stop taking the medication before treatment is completed. For some people, this is forgetfulness, but for many others, it's because of cost. The drugs are just too expensive. On this episode of Health Changers, I speak with Anurati Mathur, co-founder and CEO of Sempre Health, and Dr. Shirley Reitz, Director of Clinical Pharmacy Sales and Client Services at Regents, about how Sempre and Regents are working together to keep Regents members healthy by making it easier for them to fill their prescriptions on time. Anurati and Shirley, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So I'll start. The first question is for you, Anurati. Why is medication adherence such a big issue?
Sure. So we all work in healthcare, and I think we know there are many health issues and conditions that can be completely controlled or treated with medication. People can go on to live very long, fruitful lives, hardly feeling the impact of a disease that they may have. And yet a medication only works if a person takes it. So in spite of us having some of the world's best therapies in this country and living at a time with some of the best molecules out there, access gaps can make it really difficult for us to realize the benefits of that science. And when people don't take their medications as prescribed, they can suffer very real complications or worsening health. This can be tied to more frequent hospitalizations, more frequent use of clinical care, and higher risks of death. From an economics perspective, this is pretty costly to the U.S. healthcare system. One study from the New England Healthcare Institute showed that poor medication adherence costs the U.S. healthcare system nearly $500 billion a year. As folks get sicker, this increases the cost of care. And, you know, this isn't a monolithic issue. There are many complex reasons a patient might be non-adherent. So it's hardly a simple problem to solve, but certainly one that's worth solving.
Shirley, I wanted to move to you. Why is cost such a big factor in why people don't take their medication as prescribed?
Well, as we know, two of the biggest drivers in the overall cost of healthcare are, number one, hospital costs, and second is prescription medications. We know that many families are finding it increasingly difficult to really afford the cost of medications that they need to stay healthy. On that prescription medication side, much of that increase is coming from what we call high-cost specialty drugs. Now, it's important to remember these drugs can be life-changing or, in some cases, life-saving for the patients who need them. Drug companies charge much more for these drugs in the U.S. than in other countries. According to a survey that came out earlier this year from KFF, which is a leading health survey organization, about one in five adults, or 21%, say that they have not filled a prescription because of the cost, while a similar share, about 23%, say they have instead opted out of filling it for using over-the-counter alternatives if available. And in that same survey, about one in seven adults say that they have cut pills in half or even skipped doses of medication in the last year, again, because of the cost. A third of all adults say that they have taken at least one of these three cost-saving measures in the past year. That's a third of adult Americans who are taking what I would consider severe measures to avoid paying the rising cost of prescription drugs.
Now, Anurati, how does Sempre Health improve medication affordability and adherence?
The Sempre is an affordability solution at our core. We allow payers like Regents to distribute dollars to their members to offset the cost of life-saving medications. Typically, we're working with heart medications, diabetes medications, respiratory, so asthma or COPD. With our programs, you pay less when you're on time to fill, slightly more when you're late to fill, and those discounts grow over time as you remain adherent. We've combined the principles of behavioral economics with the ease of text messaging to drive consistent medication access for patients in all 50 states. We have a 95 net promoter score. This indicates that patients really appreciate our programs, and we get to hear in their own words what these discounts mean to them. We are consistently unlocking dollars that they can use for other healthcare expenses, rent, childcare, heating, gas, groceries. And this really has a compounding effect, I would say, for a person and their community's health as well.
What is the average discount across all of your clients?
The company has been around for 10 years now, so we have a fair amount of data, even longitudinally, to look at. Our average discount is around $40 per fill. And those savings can increase over time as patients remain on track and remain adherent to their medications. One thing we found is that relatively small discounts can still drive major improvements in medication adherence. For our patients, every one of these dollars matter. Our programs show that participants can go on to save on average 40 to 60% of their out-of-pocket costs on prescriptions each year.
You hear $40 per fill, and kind of depending on where you are in income level, I mean, that could seem like a drop of the bucket, but it also could seem really major for a lot of budgets. It really does add up in people's lives.
It really adds up. I'm not exaggerating when I say we get thousands and thousands of texts from the patients that we work with. We have helped patients on fixed incomes. We have worked with patients through the pandemic where they faced a fair amount of financial insecurity and job loss. We've now heard from patients through times of inflation. Dollars that maybe to us in this room may not seem hugely meaningful can really move the needle for those that we work with. So we're honored with plans like you to stand beside these patients at the times where they need us the most. And we know that this has a ripple effect on not just the specific individuals we work with, but also their families and the communities around them.
And can I add to that? As a pharmacist, I see patients who don't take their medications and they end up with far higher expenses down the road because they end up in the emergency room and sometimes even hospitalized, particularly with the diseases that these medications are set up to serve and provide that financial discount for. So in that sense, we're being very preventative by allowing and working with Sempre to offer this program.
Absolutely.
And that really gets at my next question, Shirley, for you. How are Sempre and Regents working together, and why did we decide to partner?
Well, we are really excited to say that we're working with Sempre Health as of this year for our Regents commercial members. And it's important to note that right now, they have to be members who are not on a health savings account health plan. And at this time, members of fully insured employer groups in Oregon cannot participate, and this is due to Oregon regulatory rules. So now that we have all of that out of the way, let me just talk about the program and the benefits. We have seen the success of Sempre with other Blues plans. So for example, their partnership with Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, which was launched in 2022, has saved millions of dollars for the health plan's members and supported tens of thousands of prescription fills. First and foremost, we want our members to be healthy, as we were talking about earlier. We want them to be taking their medications as prescribed and to live their healthiest lives. We don't want them ending up in the emergency room or in the hospital. So these discounts are available for members through the Sempre program. It will cover important drugs for these members that have these chronic conditions and are using these medications. Some of these medications are for chronic conditions and are high cost. So the discounts are even more important. And as I stated before, adherence is really critical for efficacy and to keep people healthy. In many cases, our Regents members will need to be on these drugs for the rest of their lives to manage their chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease or asthma. So they need a path that is affordable and accessible and will facilitate their ability to take these medications long term. So if you're an eligible Regents member, you may have already received an invite about joining the Prescription Savings Program by Sempre Health. Members will be invited to participate in that program after their employer group completes their annual renewal. And I would urge you to follow those instructions to go ahead, sign up, and get started.
Anuradha, your platform is incentivizing patients to do something that would seem to be in their best interest, and yet in healthcare, those kind of incentives often don't work. Why is the Sempre model so successful?
Thank you. Yeah, I think it actually comes down to three main areas that we are very focused on: stakeholder alignment, real dollars, and then ease of use. So I think we've found a way to align many, if not most, of the major stakeholders in the healthcare system around ensuring these medications are accessible and affordable. And when you have your health plan, the manufacturer of the medication, your employer, and us as a company all working towards the same mission of making these medications accessible, I think very powerful impacts result. The second piece is real dollars. You know, we're not talking about patients earning points. There's nothing gamified here. These are real dollars that can then be put back into patients' pockets and back into their home to spend on other real life expenses. And I think that makes this intervention that much more powerful as an incentive. And then finally, ease of use. From a technology perspective, we're very focused on meeting patients where they're at. We know that 30% of members typically that we invite to our program end up enrolling. They never have to touch a mobile app. They never have to download anything. There's no accounts or passwords. We've made it very simple to access this program through text messaging alone. And texting is so ubiquitous. There are some statistics out there, you know, 90% of text messages are read within the first 30 seconds. When it comes to meeting patients who may not have a smartphone or who may not be that technologically fluent, I think we are very focused on that from a product perspective, which is part of what contributes to how effective this is.
Shirley, do you have any reaction to just that simplicity and just that intimacy? These are text messages, they're going to people's phones. People's phones are very personal to them. What's kind of your reaction to that model?
Well, I'm old enough to remember that a lot of people my age that are probably on these medications didn't like to use texts. Their phones didn't have text capabilities. They didn't know how to use it. It was confusing for them. That is not so true anymore. I think they have been taught by their grandchildren how to use the text messaging, and those messages show up. And I know as a consumer myself that if I get a text in and I hear it buzzing next to me, I'm very likely to pick it up and look at it. So I think what Anuradha said is absolutely true, and it helps drive adherence. It helps drive engagement with this program.
Shirley, I want to switch gears just a little bit and ask you about on the regulatory or kind of federal front. There seems to be increased visibility around the cost of prescription drugs, especially in the federal space. Can you speak to those changes and how our partnership with Sempre fits in?
I think that's an understatement, what you just said, Ashley, in the regulatory and congressional works that are happening around prescription drug costs. In my 45 years of being a pharmacist, this has been the most active year in regulatory changes that I have ever seen. And we are really on the cusp of some very new and exciting ways to think about how prescriptions are dispensed and how they're priced in the United States. So we look back, we can see the Inflation Reduction Act in 2022. We have that one big, beautiful bill came out in 2025. And then the launch of TrumpRx, that digital platform that offers discounts on name brand drugs. All of these together and more that are out there show how much the cost of drugs is really impacting the pocketbooks of millions of Americans and how much attention they are paying to this, and in turn, how much the government is paying attention to it as well. So it's really why we're so excited about our partnership with Sempre. This is an easy, free, it's everyday way for each member to save hundreds of dollars a year, potentially, on the cost of prescription drugs. And that really matters. That will allow these Regents members to not only be healthier and treat their chronic conditions, but be able to spend more money on life's other necessities like housing and transportation, and even more importantly, keep them out of the ER and out of the hospital and keep them healthier.
Well, this has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for being here today, Anuradha and Shirley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That wraps up this episode of Health Changers. Episodes are available on your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just search for Health Changers, all one word. Thank you for listening.